Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host, broadcasting live from Keystone, Colorado. We have the entire family out here for the Easter weekend, and it was so much fun. Yesterday, we took Chavi, our grandson, with my son Spencer, and it was Chavi's first time skiing, and we just had a blast. And he really did pretty doggone good. And it brought me back to those memories of when Spencer and Andrea were little and we were teaching them to snow ski. And, you know, I've always said that no matter where you go or what you do as a family, do something where you get away from your home, where you get away from all the distractions and the work that has to be done at home, that sort of thing, cooking, cleaning, whatever it might be, and get away. Get away as a family. These are memories that are going to last a lifetime that we're creating. And how much fun is that? And by the way, oh my gosh, these mountains are so breathtakingly beautiful. You all are in Kansas City, the Midwest, are getting such warm weather. We've got that out in the mountains. We were skiing yesterday. There were people skiing in shorts, snow skiing in shorts and t-shirts. Spencer was in a t-shirt when he was working with Chavi on skiing. Oh my gosh, it's just crazy. Well, a lot going on in the world of vacations, but before I get into this, let me wish everybody a very, very happy Easter and Easter weekend. This, for those of us who are Christians, this is one of the top two, if not the top most important weekends of the entire year. So happy Easter, everybody, and I sure hope you get out to church tomorrow. Anyway, here's what's going on. It is just fascinating how much bad publicity United Airlines has had from that horrible situation that they had earlier on. I guess it was this week. It seems like it's been going on forever. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But this airline travel, and I hope this, somehow helps the airlines get a little more consumer-friendly. My goodness gracious. But the reality is this, boy, we've got values going all the time to especially places like Europe and faraway destinations, because without a doubt, there are great values to Europe. And there are great values to a lot of the foreign destinations. Excuse me. And it's just amazing. There are some great values out there. So if you're looking for summer vacation values, if you're looking for fall, even next winter, now really is a good time to be planning, to be thinking about it, to be just looking at what the options are. And I hope this show gives you some options of some of the vacation values and some of the vacation destinations that are available to you. It is just amazing to me to watch year in and year out where consumers are wanting to go on vacations. And boy, we see some definite trends. Alaska for this summer season has been incredibly popular. You know, the Caribbean is always popular. Hawaii is popular, no doubt about it. The South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, very, very popular. The northern part of Europe, the Baltic Sea area, has been very, very popular. It's the Mediterranean, what we call the Western or the Eastern Mediterranean, around Rome and Greece and, you know, Barcelona, Spain, that area there, that there are some tremendous values still available for this spring, summer, and fall. So if you're looking for a deal and you're you know, maybe you had a tax return or something come back, keep in mind that we are, gosh, part of one of the things we do better than anybody, I think, in the whole country at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours is find last-minute values. You know, all of the all-inclusive resorts, the big chains, they use us a lot with our host Sailors Fun Jet and Pleasant Holidays to find great last-minute values. So do the River Cruise Lines. We've got some great last-minute values. In fact, I've got to stop here just for a second, and now we're talking River Cruises, to tell you a little bit about a friend of ours out here in Keystone, Mr. Steve Cornelier and his wife, Kathy. They left yesterday to go do a Tulip Time River cruise out of Amsterdam. And I mean to tell you, what a special vacation. We met with Steve on Thursday morning, and his wife, Kathy, is literally just getting through chemotherapy for, I believe it's breast cancer, if I'm not mistaken. So they were very, very, very excited about this vacation. It was like a reward trip for them. The doctors gave them the approval to go. And oh my gosh, he was like a like a kid. So excited about this vacation, as was Kathy. And that's what these vacations do so very much. Everybody needs to look forward to a vacation. And whether it's a family vacation like what Mimi and I are doing right now, gosh, how priceless are these memories that we're creating? No kidding. It's just, we were out in the pool yesterday after skiing. This resort we're staying at has this really nice heated pool. And Chavi and little Ariella, who's, this is kind of a early birthday present for Ariella. She's turning two next weekend, and so we're in that pool with them, and they are just having a blast. And I mean to tell you, and sleep well. Holy cow, did they sleep well? And I have to tell you, I went skiing for the first time since my hip replacement, and I was kind of nervous the first run or two that Spencer and I went on, and then after that, I gained confidence, and it just rocked. Back the good old days of snow skiing with my kids, and how much fun is that? These truly are memories that last a lifetime, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Create those lifetime memories. Maybe it's with your spouse, your loved ones, your family, your friends. Doesn't matter. We see the need for vacation stronger and greater than ever with this crazy, fast-paced, stressful society and lifestyle that we all live. So take a little time and go see the world. Go do something together that will create memories that last a lifetime. Well, anyway, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the wonderful world of vacations. We're going to talk about Rocky Mountaineer vacations with Mr. Jeff Bont. Mimi and I are doing that as a royal family trip up into the Canadian Rockies that are just so beautiful, kind of like here, the Rocky Mountains. And then we're also going to talk to Mr. Tim Rankowski with Crystal. And Crystal is just growing like crazy. They have the ocean cruise lines that are luxury ocean cruise lines. They've got the new river cruise, luxury river cruise lines, the new yacht called Spirit. And then the round-the-world plane that Tim will be talking all about. So, hey, I want to say thank you again for tuning in every Saturday to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. And remember, you...
When the ants come marching in, call Pete's Pest Control to stop them in their tracks. Online at PeteTheBugGuy.com.
The Yukon, home of untouched wilderness and rich natural history. Now, 120 years after the Klondike Gold Rush, it's the perfect time to find your gold. With the only cruise line that includes the Yukon on many of its Alaska itineraries. Holland America Line. Book a suite category stateroom and you'll get a complimentary pre- or post-trip hotel stay in downtown Vancouver, BC. Find your gold today and book a Yukon land and sea journey with Holland America Line.
Offer valid on 2017 Yukon and Denali land and sea journeys when booking a suite stateroom. Hotel accommodations are for one night at a hotel selected by Holland America Line. Offer has limited space, valid on new bookings only. For details and other restrictions, contact your travel professional. Offer ends February 28th, 2017.
Call the Holland America Line and Yukon specialist at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today. It's time to explore the last frontier, and there's never been a better time or a better way than with Cruise Holidays and Holland America Line. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. You deserve a vacation.
Adventure is in the air. This is not a cruise. This is the ultimate island hopping experience. Become a steel drum superstar in St. Martin. Take the road less traveled by ATV in Cozumel. Soar down the world's longest overwater zip line at the private destination of Labadee. And discover a world of onboard thrills between each shore on the most revolutionary ships at sea. Plus, if you book now, you'll score savings that are just as thrilling with the 1-2 free every third night free sale. Sail on a 3 to 5 5-night cruise and get 1 night free. Sail on a 6 to 8 night cruise and get 2 nights free. Sail 9 to 11 nights and 3 nights are free. And sail on a 12 to 14 night cruise and get 4 nights free. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today to book your next Royal Caribbean cruise vacation at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit online at chkc.travel. You deserve a Royal Caribbean vacation. Best cruise vacation ever. You'll be saying this soon thanks to Norwegian's free at sea promotion. Cruise anywhere on any of their award-winning ships and choose up to 5 free offers. Book a studio or inside stateroom and choose 1 free offer. Choose 2 when you book an ocean view, balcony, or mini suite. Best of all, book a suite or the Haven and get all 5 offers up to $2,800 in value. Bask in a St. Thomas sunset while sipping handcrafted mojitos with free unlimited open bar. Choose free specialty dining and take your taste buds on a culinary tour. Explore Rome's Colosseum with free shore excursions. Choose free Wi-Fi and instantly share breathtaking moments at sea. Or enjoy your incredible cruise vacation with someone you love when you choose Friends and Family Sail Free. This offer ends soon, so book today with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and tell them you want to be free at sea. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or visit online at chkc.travel.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. Enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, 816-505-1500. 816-505-1500.
Welcome back to Vacation Views and a happy Easter, everybody. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and we are broadcasting live from Keystone, Colorado, where we have the entire family here enjoying the incredible Rocky Mountains. And if there's any place more beautiful in North America than these Rocky Mountains we're in, it's the Canadian Rockies up north of us, exactly. And we're going to be doing this trip with the Rocky Mountaineer Company. Mimi and I are. We call it a royal family trip. This coming August, when it's hottest here in the Midwest, we will be up there in that beautiful Pacific Northwest and Canadian Rockies. And with me right now is Mr. Jeff Bont, who represents the Rocky Mountaineer Company. And Jeff, welcome to Vacation Views.
Well, thank you for having me, and congratulations on a relaxing weekend with your family.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like getting away to the beauty and the serenity and the peacefulness of the of mountains, and especially the Rocky Mountains here. But tell us a little bit about the Canadian Rockies, Jeff, and also about Rocky Mountaineer, because you truly are one of the most luxurious and most awarded train companies anywhere in the world.
Well, Mark, first of all, I'm very excited. A week from today, from the exact moment, I'm going to be on a plane heading to Vancouver to start my first journey of the season out to Lake Louise and to Banff. So I can't wait to get on those big, just beautiful blue and gold dome train cars with those wraparound windows, sitting in those big, large leather comfortable seats, and just being pampered for a couple of days on board the train.
Jeff, you've been in the travel industry for a long, long time, and there is something special about the Rocky Mountaineer vacation experience. And I'm not sure exactly what that is either, but it's a combination, isn't it, of the pampering and the luxury of the Rocky Mountaineer rail experience. It's the majestic beauty of the Canadian Rockies. It's those iconic 5-star hotels that we stay at. It's a little bit of everything, isn't it?
It is. So, Mark, at Rocky Mountain Air, we call them the four S's, and you hit the first one. It's the scenery. Those perfect granite mountains and those emerald colored waters of those lakes that have just that most unique colors of the waters that you've ever seen. So the first S is that scenery. The second one is sweet and savory. It's the food. It's the chefs on board the train who put together these unbelievable award winning meals. And then a big part of it is socialization. You know, it's getting the opportunity to sit back on the train and you're meeting guests from all over the world. You're going to have guests from Canada and from the United States, but you're going to meet guests from Australia and also from the UK, and that becomes a big part of it. And then what's really unique about Rocky Mountaineer, it kind of all comes together with the storytelling. So as you're sitting back and you're enjoying all that scenery, we're going to tell you some wonderful stories about the geography, and we're going to tell you some great stories about the history of the area and really how they carved those railways right out of that those mountains, and it's a pretty fascinating journey.
Well, and Jeff, I'll tell you what, Mimi and I have had a chance many years ago, a couple decades ago, as a matter of fact, to get into that part of the world. And when we were up at Jasper, Mimi said that was one of the most beautiful places she had ever been to. And we have, in fact, a baby elk in our the little villa we stayed in. There was a baby elk there right by the pond or the lake. And on our walk around the lake, we ran into a big moose. Oh, my gosh, scared us to death. And Jeff, so the wildlife is also something that we can enjoy thoroughly up in that area, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's really one of those things I'm looking forward to on my trip that's coming up, is getting up there to Jasper. And, you know, you're walking down the street, as you said, Mark, and you're literally walking alongside these elk. And as you're traveling on the train, you're looking out the windows, or you're standing outdoors, as you will be on your group, out on the outdoor vestibule, and you're taking in that scenery. And then a bear, you can see a bear, and you can see the moose. And you know, in August and September, when you're going to be there, those bald eagle are very active, and they're sitting there perched just perfectly up above the rivers, ready to swoop down and grab some of those salmon that are in those rivers. It's just such an enriching trip for visually and kind of from the history standpoint too.
Well, I tell you what, being out here in the Rockies in Keystone, Colorado, makes you think about how what a beautiful trip we're going to see from scenery. And then, hey, Jeff, try your best to describe the Chateau Lake Louise that overlooks the most magnificent, uniquest color of water of Lake Louise. Is there any way you can describe both the hotel and that beautiful view of that lake?
Well, anytime you get the privilege to stay at a Fairmont hotel, where you walk into the lobby with the most impeccable service, and then you have the privilege to walk into your room, and you've got the perfect linens, and you've got the scented soaps, and then you open those curtains, and what's in front of you is as you said, one of the most beautiful lakes. And about 2 miles on the backside of the lake, Mark, is the glacier. And it just frames perfectly there at the back of the lake. But what the guests really enjoy is you actually, when you go to bed at night, you don't set your alarm clock. You just call down to the front desk and you request a sunrise wake-up call. And the sun rises up over the back of the hotel, and it starts hitting the lake and hitting the glacier on the background. And it just gives you that memory and that visual impression that it just can't be replicated from other places in the world. You know, the lake turns these different colors of green, and that glacier will turn from a orange to a pink to a blue, and finally all in that glory of all that whiteness of that glacier just shines by the time the sun is fully up over the lake. It's quite the experience.
Well, you did a great job of describing that, because it's so beautiful. It's so incredibly beautiful. It's just, you know, you just can't You can't hardly describe it, and pictures don't even do it justice. Now, Jeff, moving on down to Banff, and Banff Springs is probably the best-known area in all of those Canadian Rockies. Can you describe that and all the things that there are to do in the Banff area?
Yeah, you know, Mark, as I woke up this morning, I do this occasionally just to keep myself, you know, remembering what I love about it. The Banff is a town of about 8,000 people. It sits right in the middle of the Banff National Park. And the Canadian National Parks have done just an incredible job of keeping it pure, keeping it very simple. In fact, you can't even live in Banff unless you have a full-time job there. So you can't have a rental there. So they really control it. And of course, in Banff, you've got the Bow River and the Bow Falls, which you know, you'll go down to the Bow River and you'll see folks out there in their waders doing some fly fishing. And then as you look over your right shoulder, you'll see that majestic, that very purpose-built hotel that William Van Horn built 128 years ago, the Chateau Banff Springs Hotel, that Fairmont Hotel that looks like a castle, and it just proudly sits up there on top of the hill, looking straight down the Bow River, looking over the city of Banff. It's quite the scenery there. If folks love to golf, it's the number two rated golf course in Canada, and in fact, the number one rated golf course in Canada is in Jasper at the Jasper National Park. So there's golfing, there's hiking, there's right across the street from the hotel where you're going to be staying, where you and Mimi will be staying with the Royal Family Group, up at the Rimrock, which is one of my just favorite places, the hotels in Banff, is the Sulphur Springs right there. So, you know, make sure that you and Mimi pack your swimsuits because you're going to walk right across the street, go sit in those thermal pools at night with the stars right there with you, and you're just going to be able to relax those muscles after a long day of exploring Banff.
No, I tell you, Jeff, I'm just getting so excited about that. And, you know, maybe we didn't give enough time to the Rocky Mountaineer train experience, but tell us about the awards that you've won and how you've been rated so high in all of the luxury train experiences of the world. Rocky Mountaineer's won so many awards of being the very best train experience in the world, and congratulations to you on that.
Well, there's a lot to it, right? So we've won many awards from Travel and Leisure Magazine and Condé Nast and all that. But one of the things, Mark, that we're most proud of is that in the last 4 years, we have been voted one of those top companies to work for in Canada, and that's what brings back our folks and our host on board the train to continue to deliver that exceptional experience along the way. So, you know, we're as proud of the awards that our peers give us and that our customers rank us very high for service and all that, but we're also proud that we're recognized as one of those companies in Canada that is one of those premier places to work because they get to first enjoy the Canadian Rockies as they're hosting all of our guests, but most importantly, you know, they have a lot of pride in the product that they're representing.
Well, Jeff, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today, and I just can't wait. I think as warm as it's been here in the Midwest, it's liable to be a very, very hot summer, and I cannot wait to get out of that heat and humidity of the Midwest and get up into that incredible temperature that seems to be, you know, just perfect in the late August, early September time of the year. And I know Mimi and I are just so excited about taking this group of Royal Family people with us. I think we've got maybe 4 spots left. You're welcome to check it out online or cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com, and go to groups and look up the Royal Family or call us at 816-505-1500. 805-5500.
AMA Waterways offers exclusive wine cruises that showcase the acclaimed wine regions along Europe's Danube, Douro, Moselle, Rhine, Rhone, and Seine rivers. These unique sailings are hosted by top wine experts and feature complimentary lectures, wine tastings, exquisite cuisine with paired wines, and excursions to historic vineyards and wine cellars. Guests learn about centuries-old wine traditions, sample one-of-a-kind vintages, and enjoy private wine-themed excursions. Other highlights include music and newly pressed wine at a rustic Austrian tavern and a German Oktoberfest in the village of Wilshofen, held year-round exclusively for our guests. Love wine? These are the perfect cruises for you. Call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and ask about our exciting wine cruises. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And remember...
CBS News Update. North Korea putting on a show of strength today as it held its annual parade celebrating the birth of its founder, the grandfather of the current dictator, Kim Jong-un. Daily Beast Asian expert Gordon Chang says there were some new things on display in today's parade.
North Koreans didn't detonate their sixth nuke, but they did surprise us by showing what looks to be an intercontinental ballistic missile. Some missile experts think that it may actually be MIRVed. In other words, it has multiple warheads. This obviously would be a threat to the United States.
Tensions have been ratcheting up in recent weeks between the U.S. and North Korea, with President Trump asking China to help rein in the increasingly aggressive Pyongyang. Recent data shows there may be some validity to that. Sky News' Katie Stallard reporting from Seoul.
Satellite images this week show renewed activity around North Korea's nuclear test site. Analysts say it is primed and ready to go.
CBS News Update. I'm Bill Rakoff.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
Most of your Saturday staying pretty dry. Areas to our north could see a quick shower or thunderstorm roll by, mainly during the morning hours. Other than that, partly sunny skies, very warm as highs reach the upper 70s and lower 80s. Heading into the evening, our chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms will increase. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronald Williams.
The world is best experienced with friends and family and celebrity cruises. Now for a limited time, everyone in your stateroom gets great perks with the World is Open event. The first two guests in each stateroom choose two perks. Choose from a classic beverage package, prepaid tips, unlimited Wi-Fi, or $150 to spend on board. Additional guests in each stateroom will get a classic non-alcoholic beverage package and a 40-minute internet package, plus up to $150 to spend on board. Book suite class accommodations, and the first guest will get all four great perks and an upgrade to the premium beverage package. Additional guests still get the classic non-alcoholic beverage package and 40-minute internet package plus $200 to spend on board. The world is open. Where will you go? Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today to book your next Celebrity Cruises vacation at 816-505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel. You deserve a vacation.
Crystal clear waters, powdery white sands, relaxing poolside, or laying out on the beach with a cool drink. Come experience the most comprehensive all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean with Barceló Hotel Group. Their all-inclusive resorts are perfect for all travelers, from those seeking exclusive luxury accommodations and experiences to guests on a limited budget. Experience Cancun's famous hotel zone at the Occidental Costa Cancun and Occidental to Cancun. Head to Riviera Maya for the luxurious adults-only Royal Hideaway Playa Car or family-friendly Barceló Maya Grand Resort. Try island living in Cozumel or make your escape to Punta Cana and experience the adults-only Barceló Bávaro Beach or the family-friendly Barceló Bávaro Palace, Occidental Caribe, or Occidental Punta Cana. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today to book your next Barceló Hotel Group vacation. 816-505-1500. Online at comforttoursandtravel.com. You deserve a great Barceló vacation.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And we are out here broadcasting live from Keystone, Colorado. We're overlooking the incredible Rocky Mountains. It's been very, very warm out here. So while it's beautiful on the south-facing side, it's just gorgeous there with no snow whatsoever. The the ski runs still have snow on them. And we were out skiing yesterday and having a great time. And with me right now is my wife, Mimi Comfort. Hi, Mimi.
Hi there.
And what do you think about the first 2 days out here with your entire family, honey?
It's been a blast. And it just brings back so many great memories from when we brought the kids out here when they were little.
And when they were Chavi and Ariella's age, our grandkids.
Exactly. It just crazy. And to see all the things that, you know, Keystone has to offer for families. The first night we were here, they have a little movie theater here in the resort we're staying in. And you can go and put your DVDs in, and we watched Sing, and we were all dancing and singing, and they have, like, recliners in there. It was just really fun.
And I'll tell you, I got a big kick out of you in the pool yesterday with Ariella and with Chavi. That was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids just love water, don't they?
Yes, and, you know, just the fun things. Tomorrow we're going to Copper Mountain. They have the world's largest Easter egg hunt that they're going to be putting on at Copper tomorrow.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a Guinness World Book of Record for the largest Easter egg hunt. You know, almost everybody that listens to this program or knows Mimi and I knows we have a place at Copper Mountain, Colorado, but it was rented out. So that's why we are here at Keystone. And our son, Spencer, who works for Vail Resorts, found us this place. And, oh, man, it's ski in, ski out. It's got this big, beautiful pool. Like you said, Mimi, the private, what do they call that, media room?
Yeah, media room.
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. And then this morning, last night, Chavi stayed with us last night, didn't he?
He stayed with us every night.
Well, that's true. So you got up this morning, and he was cuddling with you, and you said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if they stayed this age forever?
I know.
And I said, maybe yes, maybe no. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that fun? You went up to the top of the mountain with us yesterday when we were skiing. And everything was really good until they got worn out.
Really tired. And then we had to pretty much carry him to get on the gondola to come back down.
You know, the air is so clean and crisp, and you feel so alive when you're in the mountains. I think, Mimi, that's one of the things I'm so excited about with this Rocky Mountaineer experience going into the Canadian Rockies. You do feel, I don't know, what's the word, alive? You feel whatever. I think it's because the air is so fresh. Maybe it's because the oxygen level is a little less. No humidity either, huh?
Yeah. Andrea was joking yesterday because when I was trying to carry a Chavi up the hill, I had to sit down and get my breath. It's a little higher than what we're used to.
Yeah. 10,000 feet above sea level. And maybe, you know, you think about all the wonderful memories we've had with our families over the years. What a blessing. What a blessing. You know, out here with our kids when they were little, teaching our kids how to ski, and the hiking that we've done, and when we brought the dogs out here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this place just brings back such great memories for what, maybe 30 years
of
our life?
More than that. In 1985 was when we first bought a place out here, and a little one-bedroom condo. Yeah.
Copper Mountain.
We put Spencer in the closet on a pallet on the floor. That was the kids' bedroom. It's like, you know, it was just fun though, and we just, you know, the memories we have of all the fun times we've had out here, and it's fun to have those kind of renewed with your grandkids. And yesterday watching you and Spencer teaching our grandson. I mean, just how cool is that to have those generations?
Yeah, three generations of snow skiing. Isn't that great?
Exactly.
Oh, I came out here when I was in college, maybe 1972, with my buddy Mike Coulter. And we just kind of fell in love with the snow skiing experience and in the mountains. But whether it's the mountains or the oceans or the river cruises or these all-inclusive vacations we're going to, it doesn't matter where people go to, does it?
No.
Just create those memories.
Exactly. You know, it can be going down to the Ozarks for the weekend. Really just spend time together as a family and appreciate each other, because you just, you know, life is short, and you just got to take advantage of every minute that you have to just enjoy each other and to create those memories, whether it's sitting playing board games or like the other night when we were watching the movie Sing together, and, you know, just be together, spend time, appreciate each other, show each other love. Because, you know, you just not promise tomorrow.
Boy, that is for sure. And Mimi, you know, you and I read this, how the vacation industry continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. In every aspect, every segment of the vacation industry, these customized vacations are becoming more and more important. We're doing those before and after ocean cruises, before and after river cruises. People are wanting to see the world, aren't they, right now?
And not just see the world, but they want to feel it and experience it and really be immersed into the culture. And I think that was one of the best things about our trip, our recent trip to India. My favorite part was when we were on the Ganges River, when we were in those little villages, and you really saw the people. It was like you went back 200 years. I mean, it was just incredible to see how they were living and still, you know, just, you know, making their food over open fires. And it was just incredible. It just
really was. And I'll tell you what, that was a great example of the uniqueness that, say, a couple or people can be. I'm into history, you know that. So the Taj Mahal, the Red Fort of Agra, you know, a lot of the amazing buildings that were built in the 16th and 17th century in Delhi and in Calcutta, you know, were the things that I just was so enamored with, how phenomenal those structures were, built so far, so long ago. And you are into culture. Boy, you just love seeing the kids. You love seeing the...
Right, the people.
The people.
Animals, and just see how people live. And that's the nice thing about, you know, the experience we had with UniWorld is that we went to India in a five-star experience, but then we were with the culture, with the people, you know, in Calcutta, in Delhi, in these little, you know, these little villages where we truly got to experience India, you know, in all aspects, but yet in a safe manner, which is what, you know, a lot of people are concerned about going to certain places of the world. But when you're with a tour operator, that safety is their number one, you know, thing, is to make sure you're safe. I mean, you can still see the world and yet be in a safe manner.
Mimi, wasn't it fun, and hasn't it been fun to watch the river cruise segment of the vacation industry just grow so much? And everybody loves river cruising,
they
don't
do.
They?
Because you're packing and unpacking once, you know, when you're on the river and you're seeing, you know, you stop at these fun little towns. My favorite, you know, I know we have difference of opinion, and that's what makes it great, is that I love the French river cruises where we stopped at, you know, the little towns. You literally got off the vessel after dinner and walked into town and just people watched, you know, and it's just so fun. It just, there's just so many options with river cruises. That's what is awesome, is that you can go everywhere from South Africa on a river cruise to China to, you know, in the U.S. and
Portugal.
Portugal, yeah.
Let alone the Rhine and the Danube, exactly. And the Seine and the Rhone and Saone.
Yeah, everyone's heard of, yeah.
Our friends Marilyn and Bob Harris right now are doing the UniWorld River Cruise in Italy on the Po River.
Exactly.
I cannot wait to hear about that. Maybe that'll be our next Royal Family trip, honey. Or Bordeaux. Do you ever want to go up and see Bordeaux?
Bordeaux? Of course, I love anywhere in France. So,
you sure do.
Yeah.
Mimi, I've got one of these industry publications. We're looking at the paddle wheeler that goes up the Columbia and Snake Rivers. Remember when we
did
that?
Oh, my gosh. The scenery along the Columbia and Snake are just beautiful rivers.
And we're talking about here in the United States, up in the Oregon area. You don't have to leave the country to experience river cruising. And how about all the river cruise options that are available on the Mississippi River and its tributaries?
And I think one of our most fun river cruises ever was a few years back, where we took a yacht on the in the Napa River area and went up to the wineries, and we went with our close friend Steve Adana Young, and oh my gosh, what an experience that was, to be on a literally a yacht up the river from Sausalito, where we stayed at just an amazing resort there, or hotel in Above Tide, and we could put together any kind of trip you want, whether you want to go, you know, on a land vacation or a cruise vacation or ocean cruise or river cruise or a customized European vacation, anywhere in the world, we can help with that. And our staff is just, we have 28 people on our staff, and the knowledge and the experiences within that 28 people just does so much to help serve our clients to give them the best experience, because we've got contacts pretty much all over the world.
Well, we really do, and that's one of the things I think that makes us special. You know, we're almost old school, aren't we, Mimi, where we care about our customers, where we want to give them the best customer service, where we know what we're talking about. We know the right places to go, sometimes where not to go, what to do, what not to do. That service, I think, is invaluable, absolutely invaluable. So people that think travel agencies are more expensive than Booking Direct, they, I think, need to think twice about that, let alone all the time people spend now. Yeah, now the save, that's exactly right. Let alone the money they save. People don't realize the buying power we have through our parent company of Travel Leaders, a $16 billion company. We're the biggest producer of seller of cruises, ocean cruises, river cruises, all-inclusive resorts anywhere in the world. That's our company. So we have that buying power that we can get things that you can't get on your own.
Right. And, you know, the thing that sometimes, like you said, sometimes people think using an agency is more expensive, but we kind of found just last week, a couple of our gals are going over on a river cruise in France, and they were looking on Expedia and all these different places to get air, and it was like $1,500 a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, through one of our contacts, they were able to get air for $600 a person.
$600.
Like, and that included a hotel also.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, I mean, just the little tricks of the trade that we know that we can help people just to get the most for your dollar.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mimi, we have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to hear what is on your bucket list. We've been so blessed. We've seen so much of the world, but there's a lot more left to see. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the wonderful world of vacation and what Mimi Comfort's bucket list is. Okay, we're going to take a break. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views, and
Mimi Comfort.
And we'll be right back.
Adventure is in the air. This is not a cruise. This is the ultimate island hopping experience. Become a steel drum superstar in St. Martin. Take the road less traveled by ATV in Cozumel. Soar down the world's longest overwater zip line at the private destination of Labadee. And discover a world of onboard thrills between each shore on the most revolutionary ships at sea. Plus, if you book now, you'll score savings that are just as thrilling with the 1-2 free every third night free sale. Sail on a 3-5 night cruise and get one night free. Sail on a 6-8 night cruise and get two nights free. Sail 9-11 nights and three nights are free. And sail on a 12-14 night cruise and get four nights free. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today to book your next Royal Caribbean cruise vacation at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit online at chkc.travel. You deserve a Royal Caribbean vacation.
Are you ready to get away? Grand Palladium Hotels and Resorts in Mexico, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic invite you to come experience the resorts that'll have the entire family feeling great. With kids clubs open until 11 p.m., live nightly entertainment, and adult exclusive areas, there's something for everyone. Enjoy dance parties great for all ages, character breakfasts, and so much more. Please your palate with great dining options featuring a variety of buffet and themed a la carte choices with special allergy-friendly and gluten-free menus available at all restaurants. It's time to get away from the daily grind and enjoy yourself in one of the beautiful beachfront locations of Grand Palladium Hotels and Resorts. If you're ready to book your all-inclusive Palladium vacation, call the Palladium experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Online at chkc.travel. You deserve a great vacation.
Best cruise vacation ever. You'll be saying this soon thanks to Norwegian's free at sea promotion. Cruise anywhere on any of their award-winning ships and choose up to 5 free offers. Book a studio or inside stateroom and choose 1 free offer. Choose 2 when you book an ocean view, balcony, or mini suite. Best of all, book a suite or the Haven and get all 5 offers up to $2,800 in value. Bask in a St. Thomas sunset while sipping handcrafted mojitos with free unlimited open bar. Choose free specialty dining and take
take your taste buds on a culinary tour. Explore Rome's Colosseum with free shore excursions. Choose free Wi-Fi and instantly share breathtaking moments at sea. Or enjoy your incredible cruise vacation with someone you love when you choose Friends and Family Sail Free. This offer ends soon, so book today with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and tell them you want to be free at sea. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or visit online at chkc.travel.
AMA Waterways offers exclusive wine cruises that showcase the acclaimed wine regions along Europe's Danube, Douro, Moselle, Rhine, Rhone, and Seine rivers. These unique sailings are hosted by top wine experts and feature complimentary lectures, wine tastings, exquisite cuisine with paired wines, and excursions to historic vineyards and wine cellars. Guests learn about centuries-old wine traditions, sample one-of-a-kind vintages, and enjoy private wine-themed excursions. Other highlights include music and newly pressed wine at a rustic Austrian tavern and a German Oktoberfest in the village of Wilshofen, held year-round exclusively for our guests. Love wine? These are the perfect cruises for you. Call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and ask about our exciting wine cruises. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And remember, you deserve a vacation.
Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views, and thank you for listening every Saturday here on 710 KCMO and 103.7 FM. And with me right now is my favorite guest hostess. I don't get my wife Mimi with me on air very, very often. Thank you, Mimi, for joining me.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised you didn't want to go out and get the pool with your granddaughter today.
I'm going to have to hit the spa here. I have heard Keystone Lodge has a great spa.
Well, you know, we were going to talk about bucket list trips that we still have to look forward to. You know, with me, there's usually golf involved. With you, there's usually spa. But what's on your bucket list, Mimi, of things
outside of
that Iceland trip that we've got next year? That's going to be kind of fun.
That is going to be fun. You know, it's kind of interesting because you know, when you think about certain destinations, and some people say, well, I want to go to Italy and I want to see Rome, Venice, Florence, you know, the mountain region, all in 10 days. Well, that means you're going to be like one night here, one night.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Italy is a destination, as is, I believe, France. Two of the most popular destinations in the world, those two countries. But with Italy, you know, that is a destination where you can go back five times and still not see and experience everything that you want to experience. And, you know, we just touched a few years back. We were in Tuscany for about four nights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just not enough. You know, not enough time to just experience some of the amazing walled cities and the wine region and just to we didn't go to Siena, and I remember, and we didn't go to Cinque Terre, and everybody said, oh my gosh, you didn't go to Siena, how'd you miss that? Well, you've got 4 days, you know, not enough, but mm-hmm. that's an area that I definitely would like to go back and just not be in a hurry. You know, I want to go back and just really experience Tuscany, you know, because it's magical.
I think, Mimi, isn't that the difference between going somewhere for the first time and somewhere for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth? The first time you do want to see, everybody seems to want to see as much as they can. And it seems like there's never enough time to see that. Well, I'm thinking Italy. And I can't wait to go back. We spent, one night, 2 days at Lake Como?
Right.
And I want to go see those other lakes up there. Right. Talk about mountainous areas with lakes, just like what we've got here with Lake Dillon and the Rocky Mountains here in Summit County, Colorado. That's, you know, there's so much to see all over the world, isn't there?
Yeah, what was shocking is when we flew home from Milan and we flew over the Swiss Alps. I mean, when you're in the Lake District, you're like literally like 5 miles from the Swiss border.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you are seeing these beautiful Swiss Alps, which is still arguably one of the most beautiful places we've ever seen. But, you know, Italy, I'd love to go back to the, you know, like I said, the Tuscany region. I'd like to go back to the, you know, the Taormina, Sicily area, because that was just so fun. But then in France, too, you know, just to, I know you don't want to do this, but it's on my bucket. I might have to do a girls trip. Kit, Donna, Jenny, Sydney, you know, any of you guys out there listening, we might want to do a barge. I want to do a barge cruise, just a little barge on the French rivers, because everybody said, we've got a client of Joanne's that has done that several times. And how fun would it be to just to stop along the way, have someone driving the boat, and you know, and then you stop along the way at these little towns along the French rivers. And to
if you have a pilot and a chef, that's fine.
Like, and life is good.
And then maybe I get the guys and we'll go do a golf trip up in Scotland.
Yeah, and then we'll bring candy along for the girls to have the massages for the week. So I think that would be a blast. I really want to do that someday.
Mimi, I am thinking about this Iceland trip that you and I are going to do, a royal family trip. I don't know if we've ever put a royal family trip so far out, next August of 2018. How about this for a best of trip? Iceland for 4 nights, 5 days. Scotland for 2 nights.
Tattoo.
The military tattoo included in that. Oh my gosh, at the base of the Edinburgh castle, we go up to Inverness. I think I'm going to bring my golf clubs for that. And then maybe we go to Norway. And I mean, that little fishing village of Bergen, how quaint and spectacular is that village? And then up to Ålesund, where that special fjord is, Norwegian fjords that you love so much, yes.
But the thing is, with this particular itinerary that we're doing next year for Royal Family, it is, it's a two-way trip on the beautiful, brand-new Koningsdam, one of the most beautiful ocean cruises I've seen. And this itinerary is only done once a year. So one date, August 5th, 2018, we've got group space held. And we really encourage you to call our office, 816-741-7417, to get your room on there, because the space is selling out very quickly.
We've never had a trip sell as fast as this, as far out as this. So Iceland, of course, everybody wants to go to right now.
It's such a hot spot right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a safe place. It's new. It's clean. It's beautiful, the scenery. And so we're very excited about going to Iceland. And you know, another place we've never been is on the opposite end is, we've not been down to Antarctica.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's on my bucket list. I've got to get to that continent. That'll be my last continent.
Yeah, so just that's the nice thing about travel, is that I think the anticipation and the dreaming about the trip and then the memories afterward are something that just keeps your, you know, it makes a person happy.
Well, that's why you work so hard.
Right.
And Mimi, we were looking at the trips with our kids, Andrea and Spencer, to China. Right. Remember that picture that we showed them the other day? We showed our grandkids on the Great Wall of China.
Right.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. And then it was funny because when we were talking with a friend and client recently, and he remembers the kids from the 1998 trip that we took, which was our 10-year anniversary in business, and next year will be our 30th year in business. But he remembers the kids when they were just little, and now our daughter's, you know, an attorney and helping people in the immigration field, and our son makes dreams come true for people that come out here to Colorado to experience family time, and just it's fun to see your kids grow up and be doing something they both love.
Oh, Spencer's just passionate about this, and this boy knows all of these incredible properties out here in Summit County. He knows the golf courses. He knows the, like this time of the year, what the right mountains are to ski when it's spring skiing. And it's just so, and he loves it, doesn't he? He's so passionate about it. Well, go ahead.
Oh, just, you know, one thing I just want to express to our listening audience is this Keystone area is phenomenal for families. So if you're thinking of trying to find a place to go for your summer vacation, they have so many things for the kids to do. I mean, like, call our office and we can help you plan a trip out here.
816-505-1500, and happy Easter, everybody.